The Heart of Grief is a podcast addressing issues of loss and promoting a method of recovery that has proven effective in bringing resolution to the lingering pain of grief. This is the fifth and final episode in our current remix mini-season of programs. We are planning on beginning our second regular season with brand new material beginning April 1st, 2021. We appreciate the continued support of Martin Brothers Funeral Chapels in Lethbridge, Alberta, in bringing you this broadcast.
Hello, and welcome again to the Heart of Grief podcast. This is Brian. This is going to be a short episode focusing on a key concept in the grief recovery method programs. It's what we call unresolved grief. Without a proper understanding of what this is, grieving people can go forever carrying pain and thinking it's just part of the new normal that they'll need to accept. It goes something like this. A loved one has died. Depending on the circumstances and the relationship, there's significant sadness and sorrow related to the death. The memorial event has gone as planned. The busy, somewhat frustrating work of estate management is about done. The regular routines have been restored. The sadness that our loved one is no longer with us remains, of course. But it's more than that. There's an additional nagging pain that's hanging around. And it keeps popping up, usually, but not always, prompted by a direct memory of the person. And by the way, this can be true whatever the loss, a death or otherwise. And there are at least 40 different losses that can come into our lives. So first of all, let's recognize that grief is the natural human response to loss and that it's normal for sad emotions to be part of it. We all get that. We also recognize that we are equipped with a natural recovery mechanism, a number of things working together that assist us in adjusting and incorporating the loss and its implications into our lives in healthy ways. What we also know here at the Heart of Grief, from our own experiences and from those of our program participants, is that sometimes the normal human recovery process doesn't seem to get the whole job done. There's a pain we carry that waiting and staying busy and filling our lives with other things, even very good things, just doesn't resolve. And so our term, unresolved grief. If you're a return listener to the Heart of Grief, you may have heard me speak in previous episodes about the death of my father. I was certainly sad when he died. My relationship had been good with my dad. Following his death, we had a wonderful family gathering. His service was very fitting, with many friends in attendance. It was even inspirational, respecting the positive influence his life and faith had had. He had lived a long life and didn't experience any debilitating end-of-life illness. His hospitalization had been brief. The normal sadness of his absence was to be expected, but what I experienced was more than that. There was a painful ache associated with my memories, and you may have a similar story. It was this and similar feelings associated with other losses that led me on a journey for some help, and that journey brought me to the grief recovery method. Here's what I learned. Unresolved grief, and the pain associated with it, stems from incompletion in a relationship. Right, now there's something else to explain. Relational incompletion. We're not referring here to whether the relationship itself has ended or not. We're referring to aspects of the relationship that were left unfinished or left open-ended that leave us feeling regret in some way. Relationship incompletion is almost always connected to things we wish had been different, things we wish had been said or done that now cannot be. And so unresolved grief is almost always associated with incomplete or unexpressed communications of an emotional nature. Let me illustrate this with one simple example from my relationship with my dad. His death had not been expected. I lived far away at the time, and before I could get to see him, he died. I didn't have any final goodbye visit or communication with him, so I was incomplete with him. I wish I had been able to say goodbye. I wish I could have said, "I love you, Dad." That bothered me a lot and left a lingering pain. I didn't know what to do with that until I discovered the grief recovery method. I then became able to identify additional things that had been left undone and unsaid. All these contributed to my lingering grief. I hope this simple illustration from my life helps a little bit. But here is a list of, let's call them, general indicators of when unresolved grief may be an issue. We're wanting to identify the difference between the usual sadness of bereavement and the pain of incompletion. These come right from the Grief Recovery Institute's materials. If you are unwilling to think about or talk about someone who has died, or any other loss, that may signify unresolved grief. If fond memories turn painful, you may be experiencing unresolved grief. If you want to talk only about positive aspects of the relationship, it may be unresolved grief. Wanting to talk only about negative aspects of the relationship may also be a sign of unresolved grief. And then a fifth one, unresolved grief may be at the root of any fear associated with thoughts or feelings about the relationship. What's important to be aware of in these is not your assessment or anybody else's assessment of how weighty an event or situation you're remembering, but how strong your feelings are in relation to them. It could be from some really life-altering situation. It may be from an accumulation of much smaller things. The intensity and persistent nature of the feelings is what indicate the possibility of unresolved grief. So here's our something to think about suggestion for today. Is it possible that our normal, natural resilience and recovery capacities can fall short of addressing all the hurts following a loss? Now, of course, the ability to recognize this is important and helpful for our understanding, but we want to discover how it affects us personally. And so here's our something to do invitation. Ask yourself, as you think about a deceased loved one or about some other loss event, are there things that I wish had been different that now bring hurt as I recall them? If this is the case for you, please be assured that this is a very common experience. Others in your world may or may not feel the same way. Let that be okay, and give yourself the freedom to validate your own emotions. That's just being honest and human. Even better than gaining new insight into a situation is to know that there is a way to address these things. There's a way to care for yourself, to bring resolution and peace, and the ability to remember a relationship without the pain of incompletion. That's what Lori and I found. That is at the core of what we teach and have the privilege of guiding hurting people into. This is our motive behind the Heart of Grief podcast. If you are experiencing lingering pain following loss and feel it may be a matter of unresolved grief, we'd love to help you. We offer in-person programs for those in the Lethbridge area. We are able to offer the same programs anywhere, actually, in an online format. We are also able to connect you with a certified grief recovery specialist near where you live. For further reading on this topic, we've attached a link in our program notes to related articles from the Grief Recovery Institute blog. Until next time, please take care. As mentioned, we love to receive comments and questions from our listeners. We invite emails to feedback@theheartofgrief.com.
If you'd like to send us paper mail, it can go to The Heart of Grief, care of 610 4th Street South, Lethbridge, Alberta, Canada, T1J4P3.
And of course, you can subscribe through your podcast service provider.